Think of a time when you experienced a conversation that left you with a new perspective, or perhaps an inquiry, or you might have felt that something has shifted in you after that conversation. Maybe it helped you gain a new level of clarity, or moved you to take action. That was a coaching conversation. Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Coaching Conversation. This is your host, Salah Al-Laythi, and this is an introduction to this new podcast. My hope is to help you get clarity and leave you with something to think about or take action on. So I bought this Blue Yeti microphone back in February of 2019 to start a podcast. It has been sitting on my bookshelf for over a year. I knew I didn't really need a podcast microphone to start a podcast. But hey, I did my research and that's what I found, so I bought it. I mean the microphone. Well, when I think about it, I could have easily used my voice memos app on my phone to start experimenting and put something out there so I can learn if it has traction or if I really like doing this. Imagine how many episodes I would have had now, but that's water under the bridge. And so a year has passed, and here I am just starting. Congratulations. Sometimes, we put these artificial obstacles in our way in order not to take action. And at the same time, that thing that we have been putting off or delaying for a while keeps nagging at us. We can't let it go, and we are not ready to do something about it. In other words, we are stuck. So, what do? Most of us just cope with it. We continue to find ways to distract ourselves, to forget about this meaningful thing we want to do, but we can't. We think we can, but it just won't go away. Every day we get up in the morning and we have this nagging feeling of bringing more fulfillment, more meaning into our world, but we keep delaying it and come up with more reasons or excuses of why we are not ready to pull it off. One of my best coaching conversation I had was with a friend. I told him about my aspirations for designing and delivering new learning experiences, and I was unclear at the time on where to start. He listened without any judgment or interruption, then asked me point blank, "So, what's stopping you?" Honestly, I wasn't expecting that question. It jolted me, and something about it stuck with me for a long time. I still hear his voice in my head asking me every time I make up some reason or excuse why I can't do something. "So what's stopping you?" Yes, I could have given my friend a million reasons why I can't start or give him the usual and most common answer of, "Well, I just don't have the time." But I knew he wouldn't have let me off the hook that easy. And I knew I would be hiding from myself, which is very hard work. So, when the Blue Yeti kept staring at me for over a year, and I kept hiding it behind books or moving it to the bottom shelf, I kept hearing my friend's question on repeat. "So, what's stopping you?" I knew it was not a microphone. I hope this story gave you something to think about or take action on, something you have been putting off. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon. Remember, take action and get clarity, then repeat.